When voters head to the polls Tuesday, they'll check in, get their ballots, and proceed to vote. And watching the whole time will be monitors called poll watchers. They usually sit silently by, on the lookout for any problems. And this election cycle, they've gotten more attention than ever before. But as poll watchers watch the polls, who is watching the watchers? I'm Lynn Hatter. It's still early voting on this day in Florida's state capitol, and the county courthouse is lined with campaign signs and sign waivers, all stationed just beyond the 100-foot barrier. Even the candidates are out.
On a good Sunday, I'm going to do souls to the polls at 1 o'clock and come up and vote.
Jim Messer is a Republican candidate for state representative, and he's carrying a huge double-signed pole as he walks the streets. Nearby, a woman hands out flyers with little bubbles next to the Democratic candidates, and a man with another sign greets people as they pass by.
Good afternoon, ma'am.
A steady line of people file in and out of the courthouse, and it's here where Donna Elric is stationed. She's sitting just off to the side of the action on the lookout.
For the Democrats, for the Hillary Clinton campaign, I'm a poll watcher.
Ehrlich is an attorney, and she first signed up during the 2008 presidential election cycle for the Obama campaign. She says she wanted to do her part to make sure the election went smoothly, and she's been doing it ever since.
I am not allowed to speak to any voter. I'm just observing inside the building. I have the right to be in the building and to observe.
Ehrlich is on the lookout for voter suppression or intimidation, ballot mistakes, long lines, electronic breakdowns, that sort of thing. In Florida, poll watchers can be affiliated with candidates or political parties. The requirements are fairly simple.
The only couple of qualifications is that the voter has to be registered inside the county where they're submitted. They cannot be a candidate, they cannot be a poll worker, and they cannot be a member of law enforcement. Those are the only things that they must meet as far as whether they're qualified or not.
Chris Moore is Leon County's Assistant Supervisor of Elections. Less than a handful of the 200-plus poll watcher applications submitted to the county were rejected this year. Three Florida counties made Politico's list of key swing districts: Duval, Palm Beach, and Hillsborough. Duval has more than 480 registered poll watchers. Volusia has more than 500. In both those counties, Republicans make up about a third of the watchers. Meanwhile, in Palm Beach County, more than 1,100 people have signed up to watch the polls. 60% of them are affiliated with Republican campaigns. And it comes as Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump has encouraged his supporters to watch the polls. Here he is at a campaign rally in Pennsylvania.
And you've got to get everybody you know, and you got to watch your polling booths, because I hear too many stories about Pennsylvania, certain areas.
But Trump's call for poll watchers for his campaign specifically has netted less than 200 people in Florida's three main swing districts. The Clinton campaign, by contrast, has three times that many in the same places. Leon's Assistant Supervisor of Elections, Chris Morris, says overall interest in poll watching is the highest he's ever seen.
I will say we've had more poll watchers than I can remember, especially during the Election Day poll watching list. We have... upwards of 75 for one campaign, 10 for another, 12 for another. In the primary of the general of 14, I don't remember many poll watchers then, but.
And that trend goes statewide. Come November 8th, more eyeballs than ever will be focused on Florida's polls. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.